Please be seated. The gospel lesson this morning ends with one of my favorite sentences in the Bible. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. I want to start this morning by telling you a short story. A couple of months ago, I went to the doctor for the first time after turning the ripe old age of 65. And my doctor said to me, "We now have to test you for dementia." And I was a little bit uncomfortable because I thought, oh goodness, I always hate tests. I hope I pass. So he asked me questions. He gave me lists of objects to remember and then repeat back, which I did. And I thought, oh good. Then he handed me a piece of paper that had a circle on it and a dot in the middle of the circle. And he gave me a pencil and he said, "Okay, now draw 11:20. Draw a clock saying 11:20, an analog clock." Of course, I wanted to put 11.20, but that's not what he meant. So I had to sit there for a second and think, goodness, what am I supposed to do? The shorthand had to go to a position around 11. The longhand had to go to 20 minutes after the hour. After I passed the test, I was very glad that I did. I started thinking about time and clocks and how clocks give us information on multiple levels. We look at a clock, an analog clock, and we see immediately what time it is. We understand all of those levels at once. But as I started to think about it, I would break it down. There is the level of the shorthand, which indicates the hour of the day. But on this analog clock, there are only 12 hours. So we have already added a level of complication to that layer of information. The next level is the long hand, which tells us about the minutes that go up to make an hour. And there are 60 of these in each of the 24 hours. Then there's the second hand that runs quickly through, giving us the seconds, 60 in a minute. And as I was thinking about this, I thought, the Bible is like a clock. It gives us information on multiple levels, which sometimes we see immediately, but sometimes we have to kind of dissect. The gospel this morning begins with the disciples, minus Thomas, who's out doing an errand, gathering on the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. What they don't say is they probably were celebrating the Eucharist, breaking bread together, and remembering the person that they had lost. And suddenly, in this locked room, Jesus appears. And he says to them, "Peace be with you." Now the disciples are really excited because, like Mary Magdalene and the other Marys, they had seen Jesus. And probably just like the reaction that the apostles first had when they heard the news, they tell Thomas that they have seen the risen Lord, and he says, "I will not believe until I see the nail marks in his hands, I put my finger in those marks, and I place my hand in the spear wound in his side." The next Sunday, the next day of resurrection, Thomas is with the other 11. They are breaking bread, and suddenly Jesus comes among them. And he speaks directly to Thomas. He says, "Thomas, see the nail prints in my hands. put your finger here, put your hand in my side so that you will believe. Now, what does Thomas do? Does he put his finger in those marks? Does he put his hand in the wound in Jesus' side? No. He says, "My Lord and my God." He sees a person and he has faith. Very often, I think we confuse belief and faith. Now, you can't have one without the other, but they are different things. Belief is more an intellectual assent to some property of religious dogma or religious practice, or faith, which has something else involved. If you were to buy a lottery ticket, and you bought a lottery ticket at the local 7-Eleven, and as you were leaving with your lottery ticket, the camera takes a picture of you, and 4 or 5 days later, when the drawing has taken place, someone in your neighborhood that you don't really know very well has seen your picture on the TV. They won the $100 million lottery. And they run out of their house, they run up to you and say, "You've won $100 million. Would you believe them? If someone you knew well came up to you and said, "You just won $100 million, would you believe them? More likely. Faith has to do with a relationship. A relationship that's based on trust. Like Father Andrew likes to say, trust is not something that you automatically give someone. It is something that's earned, that grows. And faith is based on that kind of trust. Think for a moment about Thomas. He has this idea in his head. He believes that if he can see and touch the wounds in Jesus' side, he will believe. But when he's confronted with the person of Jesus, he doesn't have to touch. He just says, "I believe you. I believe in you." As we're gathered this morning, Jesus the Christ is here. He is here in all of his power and glory, the way he was on the first day of resurrection. All we have to do is use our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hand to touch.